Just when you thought you'd dodged the swine and bird flu pandemics, along comes another black plague to end civilization as we know it. This disease, spread by the usually suspect mosquito, comes with a twist. It doesn't kill its victim outright. It destroys the fetus it carries, something right out of a science fiction movie. Every day the media reports the northerly spread of the disease in America. Today the numbers hit. Get ready if you're not already sitting down. 30. 30. Not 30 million. Not even 30,000. Not 3,000. Not 300. 30. Two and a half dozen if my math is correct. More people were shot in Chicago yesterday than Zika has infected all year. But I don't live in Chicago and Zika is spreading. Well, okay. It's mostly in Miami. Not really close to the South End, Miami. Chicago is 1,000 miles closer. And even in Miami, it's sort of in a small area. But, it could be here any day now, what with air travel and all. You know an infected Typhoid Mary could get off a plane at SeaTac and get bit by a mosquito up here, and before Yahoo News could sound the alert, half of Puget Sound would be ground zero for Zika. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. Well, you could maybe not be pregnant, and you could stay indoors. And if you had to leave the bunker fortress of your house, you could maybe wear bug spray. I don't know about you all, but I'm for bombing Miami. Get rid of the threat before it reaches Fort Lauderdale or Tampa, or the South End. I know it sounds harsh, but these are desperate times, judging by this year's election speeches. If we're feeling a little squeamish, hey, we can use a drone to do the dirty work. Collateral damage, I think it's called. Millions of lives are at stake here. Decisions have to be made. Think about it, but not too long.